RTE Radio 1 Sport with the Kia EV6, Irish Car of the Year and European Car of the Year 2022. Discover the EV6 at kia.com.
And the Kingdom of Kerry were majestic yesterday with all the roundup. Here's Darren.
Weren't they just, Audrey? Yeah, Kerry are absolutely flying. I know it's early in the year, but they are the 2022 Allianz League Division 1 champions. Very straightforward victory in the end against Mayo. 319 to 13 points, 15 between them in the end. 23rd league title for Kerry. Roscommon claimed the Division 2 title. They had a 1-point win over Galway. But that brings an end to the league, and the championship will begin in a little under 2 weeks' time. Really hard to believe, but it is here. Mayo and Galway won't have to wait long for their next game. They meet each other in the Connacht Championship on the 24th of April. Now, James Horan, the Mayo manager, has been speaking with Adrian Eames, and that while yesterday was disappointing, he says it won't define their year.
James, it's a very sobering day, isn't it? A 15-point defeat like that. How do you sum it up?
Yeah, Kerry were very good and we were very bad. In very simple terms, we kicked the ball away. We were second to everything. They ate us on breaking ball and their kickouts, we couldn't get near them and we couldn't get tackled. So we were way off today. But they were very good, so that's just the way it is.
And it's hard to take the learnings from that. I guess if there's a positive, Killian O'Connor came back on, got on the score sheet. But, I mean, overall, there's very little to take from it from your point of view, is there?
Yeah, look, if you live and die on one game or one moment, it's not a very good sort of review. So, look, we look over the league and see what we can take from it. And there's a lot we can take from it. We got some good results and good performances. We got guys back on the field today. We have a lot of injuries to deal with. Hopefully our pitch is sorted for next week, and so we can get down to getting ready for a championship game.
And that is the big one, isn't it, coming up in a few weeks' time against Galway?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Galway are a very good team and been going very, very well. And any game with them is always very tight. But it's a game we're certainly looking forward to.
Yeah, we'll hear from Jack O'Connor later in the programme, and he has his own take on that Mayo performance. So tune in after the news at 8:30 for that. Next up for Kerry is a meeting with their old rivals Cork in the Munster Championship, and there's still a lot of debate around the venue for this one. It was originally fixed for Páirc Cuíve, then there was that clash with the Ed Sheeran concert, moved to Páirc Rinn by Cork. That's where they wanted to play it, but then the Munster Council, they want to play it in Killarney, and that's where it's officially going to take place. But the Cork players want it played back in Páirc Rinn on their home patch. Mark Sheehan is the Cork chairperson, and last night on League Sunday he gave his board's backing to the players, and he also explained why there was a clash with the music concert. He says that this concert was booked prior to the formal changes to the split season. He's been speaking to Ger Canning.
We have formally corresponded now with the Munster Council as of close of business on Friday evening, requesting that this decision is revisited and that Páirc Rinn is reinstated as the venue for the Munster Senior Football semi-final on May the 7th. And the basis for that is, I suppose, we are fully aligned in Cork, I suppose, around that decision to write in yesterday evening. And also, you know, the enabling works which are required and which has been flagged with quite a number of weeks by the Munster Council in the run-up to this, preparation for this championship, as is the norm. Those enabling works will be completed well in advance of May the 7th, and we will have a safe capacity for 11,000 patrons on that night.
People outside of Cork are probably wondering, what's this all about? I mean, why have a concert in the middle of the championship season? Was all this done before the split season arrangement came in?
That is certainly a major factor here as well, and I suppose all our lives have been on pause in terms of the COVID situation, and I suppose during that time we've had, I suppose, the de facto split season now, which has become the formal split season, and the Ed Sheeran concerts scheduled for late April are part of a world tour series, so they came into the diary, as it were, prior to the split season. So that's essentially is the has been the crux which has brought about this situation. But ultimately, Ger, we're appealing to the Munster Council now to reconsider their decision of last Wednesday night for very good reasons, and I think that they will look on that hopefully very quickly, and that it will be resolved and that the match will go ahead in Páirc Rinn.
Yeah, let's wait and see what the reaction of the Munster Council is. Roscommon got the better of the Wexford Ladies in the Little Division 3 football final. Offaly beat Limerick in the Division 4 decider. Celtic beat Rangers 2-1 in Ibrox. They're 6 clear at the top of the Scottish Premiership. Tottenham, 5-1 winners against Newcastle in the Premier League. Rotherham won the EFL Trophy final at Wembley, 4-2 win over Sutton. An Irish attacker, Chidozie Ogbeni, got the equaliser just before the end of normal time and then got a cracker in extra time. Liverpool's women's team beat Bristol to seal promotion back to the top flight. Irish internationals Niamh Fahey, Megan Campbell and Leanne Kiernan all playing for Liverpool there. And finally, Jennifer Kupcho won the Chevron Championship, the first women's major of the year. Stephanie Meadow, 35th, and Leona Maguire was in a tie for 39.